for Monday, November 5th, 2012. I'm Mayor Scott Smith. As always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin this evening's meeting with an invocation given by Councilmember Chris Glover, after which will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Kelton Winger, scout from Troop 995 here in Mesa. Please rise for the invocation and pledge.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this beautiful day, and we're thankful for this opportunity that we have to meet in this free land to conduct business here at the city. Please bless, Father, those soldiers who fight for our liberties overseas. Please bless us that we may be able to have Thy Spirit to be with us, to guide us and conduct us this evening. And we say these things in the name of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. We'll now proceed with the mayor's. Oh, first of all, we'd like to say that Councilwoman Higgins, you joining us on phone?
I am here, Mayor.
Okay, Dina Higgins is joining us on telephone. Now we'll proceed with the mayor's welcome. It's always a privilege of us in the city council and me as the mayor to recognize accomplishments in our city, especially when they're by citizens or by our city staff. We like it when other people, third parties, tell us that we're doing things right. We also take it to heart when they tell us what we're doing wrong. But it's a lot easier to celebrate the things that you think you're doing right. So tonight, we're going to celebrate the good things, and we'll think about the other things. The first item is to talk about some Mayor's Award. We introduced the Mayor's Award a couple, 3 years ago as a way to highlight extraordinary items in our city. There's no set rules or specific categories other than there need to be efforts that are part of building a better Mesa. These can be the way people take care of their homes, the way they conduct their business, the contributions they make to the community. This is about elevating a city and making a great community, and we like to recognize those people who are working out there, volunteering and doing things and making contributions that are good for all of us. I'd like to point that out with the hopes that maybe others will look and realize that, number one, there are good things going on in this city. There's a lot of good things going on. And hopefully they'll feel inspired to maybe step it up a little bit, maybe make their home a little bit nicer and sharper, clean up the front yard, add that little bit that differentiates your house. Or that they'll volunteer in that special place or make a special effort to do something extra for the community. Mike's chief of staff, Kathy McDonald, as part of her job, she does a great job in really coordinating a lot of these activities. And so I'd like to ask her to come up to the podium and introduce us to some honorees this evening. Kathy?
Sorry, I'm short. I have to lower it. Good evening, Mayor and Council. I am pleased to help present the Mayor's Awards for Building a Better Mesa to several individuals and organizations who have earned this honor this year. Mayor Smith, I'd like to invite you to the front. Our first award recipient this evening is Mr. David Short of the Downtown Mesa Association. David Short has taken the Downtown Mesa Association to an entirely new level. He has aggressively marketed Downtown Mesa and responded to the call for more events and activity in downtown by sponsoring, coordinating, and supporting more than 25 events over the last 2.5 years, bringing more than 250,000 people into the downtown area. David and the DMA have done an excellent job to build a better Mesa. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Our next award recipients are George Page and Tim Gibbs of the Home Depot, and accepting for Tim Gibbs this evening is Ivan Jones. The Home Depot has proven time and again to be an outstanding corporate partner in Mesa. Representing Home Depot stores on Val Vista and Country Club, respectively, these gentlemen have proactively reached out to the City of Mesa to partner in community service projects throughout the community. They are eager to assist with materials and skilled labor of dedicated local Home Depot employees. Congratulations. Our next award recipients are Francisco and Delilah Varela. The Extraordinary Properties Resident Board has selected Mr. and Mrs. Varela's home as one of the best of Mesa's Extraordinary Properties program. This program highlights residential and commercial property owners who have invested time and resources to make their properties points of pride in Mesa. Congratulations. We also have a couple more awards, if they're present, for Mr. Andrew Wild. No? And Mr. and Mrs. Lorenzo and Eugenia Velasco. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kathy, and thanks to all of you who warranted recognition. Next, I'd like to turn the podium over to our Parks and Rec Director, Mark Hirschberg, to talk about some great things that are happening within that department and some recognitions they've received.
Mayor, Council, good evening. Thank you. Mayor, as you mentioned, it's always nice when third parties tell us what a good job we're doing, and we get a chance to brag about ourselves and the things we do. One of those organizations that recently recognized the city for our facilities and programs was the Arizona Parks and Recreation Association. Recognized the city and the department for two awards, the first one being the Outstanding Facility Award. We have a quick video to show that award presentation.
The Skyline Aquatic Center is currently one of a handful of 70-meter competition pools in the United States and is the second one in Mesa. Skyline was strategically designed to accommodate multifaceted programs. Constructed in a drastically underserved area, Skyline is located on Mesa Public Schools' Skyline High School in East Mesa. Skyline operates year-round due to an excellent partnership with Mesa Public Schools. The city funds all maintenance and repair costs, and Mesa Public Schools funds all utilities, including gas, heating, and boiler maintenance. This year, operation has provided for an abundance of programs. Mesa Public Schools conduct PE and health classes in the classroom and pool. The Skyline High School swim and dive team practices and competes August through mid-November. The AIA, in cooperation with the city, hosted the Division I and II State High School and Swim Dive Championships in November 2011 with over 2,600 athletes and 2,100 spectators. The city's summer programs include recreation teams for swimming, diving, synchronized swimming, and water polo at 9 pools. The addition of Skyline created an excellent venue for the city's championship water polo event. A fall and spring homeschoolers swim league was implemented during the weekdays. Over 85% capacity was attained and customer feedback was excellent. The disabled sports program expanded to Skyline to include practice for mentally and physically challenged populations. A quality of life sales tax was approved by Mesa voters in the 1990s. Skyline's construction used the last of the available funding. The cost was $8.9 million. The city paid half the cost and the Mesa Public Schools paid the other half. The city and the school district shared in the maintenance and construction of the pools for more than 60 years. Please join the Arizona Parks and Recreation Association in presenting the 2012 Outstanding Facility Award for a community of more than 100,000 residents to the City of Mesa Parks and Recreation Department and the Skyline Aquatic Center.
Received from the association, and we display that proudly at Skyline.
Thank you. And I think we just wrapped up, was it last weekend, the swimming championships again?
Yep. We hosted the Division I and Division II Boys and Girls State High School Championships at Skyline.
Good.
So
great. Thank you.
Again, highlights a tremendous partnership between the schools and the city, which have been longstanding success. Another partnership that we recently collaborated on within the last couple of years is with Cardin Children's Hospital and our Fit Kids Camp, and another video to demonstrate the outstanding Youth Enrichment Award that we received.
A study published in the May issue of the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine shared grim news for Arizona children. This information was very disturbing, and Recreation Summer staff was challenged to develop a program that assisted youth to choose to live a healthier lifestyle and to become educated on nutrition, exercise, and their health. Fit Kids Camp became the newest program addition to the Mesa Parks Recreation and Commercial Facilities Summer Series. This 6-week, 4 days per week day camp was developed and created for children between the ages of 9 and 13. The goal of the camp was to teach children that being healthy can be fun and exciting. And this program offered new and different experiences that the children would not receive in Mesa's other summer programs. Experiences offered to the participants include Zumba, cardio workouts, large group games, nutrition presentations, water aerobics, rock climbing, roller skating, bowling, laser tag, free swim. This camp moves for 4 hours per day. The final half hour of camp, the participants must spend time writing in their journal. They are required to write down how they felt physically after playing and working out all day, what they ate that day, experiences that were difficult, and plans for the rest of the day on how they are going to continue with their healthier lifestyle. Cardin Medical Center is the partnering agency for the Fit Kids Camp. Cardin provides $13,000 to this program, which allows Mesa to charge a minimal fee of $30 per participant for the 6-week program. Additionally, Cardin's Children's Medical Center hosts the first parent meeting in the Forever Young Auditorium and serves participants and family members dinner. Cardin also performs all the health screenings and provides the parents with a detailed report for the following day. Mesa Parks and Recreation has received a great deal of positive exposure for this program, and more importantly, Fit Kids Camp is making a difference for kids and their families. Please join APRA in congratulating the City of Mesa Parks and Recreation Department, the winner of the 2012 Outstanding Youth Enrichment Program Award for Fit Kids Camp.
Again, this is a program that has been, as you heard, well-received by the community. It is, again, a tremendous example of the public and private entities coming together to help build a better community and a healthy, livable community. And it's a great honor and a great privilege to work with Cardin on a regular basis, and I'd like to invite Rhonda Anderson, CEO of Cardin Children's Medical Center, to come up here and accept the Youth Enrichment Program Award from the Arizona Parks and Recreation Association. Finally, Mayor and Council, you've heard a lot about our partnerships. Another successful partnership is with the Arizona Disabled Sports Association. And this past July, we hosted the National Junior Disability Championships in conjunction with Arizona Disabled Sports Association. I'd like to bring Lane Graham, Executive Director, up with another presentation. And also Mark Grant from Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities, who oversees our adaptive and special events programs.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As you said, I'm Lane Graham. I'm the Executive Director of Arizona Disabled Sports, which is a nonprofit based here in Mesa. And we partner with the City of Mesa and have for over 20 years to provide adaptive sports for individuals with disabilities. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the City of Mesa for their support to host the 2012 National Junior Disability Championships this past July. The 8-day event was a competition that included 7 different sports for junior athletes ages 7 to 21 that had a permanent physical disability. Mesa was the host to 216 registered participants who took over the Mesa Hilton with over 1,000 room nights for the week. We had 26 U.S. states and then Thailand represented at the event. And Thailand registered 26 individuals for this competition. The estimated economic impact for the City of Mesa from this event was just over $750,000, which we're very proud of. In July, that was a really big deal. As a small nonprofit organization, we could not host this type of event without the support from the City of Mesa, and specifically the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. We hosted this event at Mesa Community College, the Hilton, Broadway Recreation Center, Mesa High School, and Keno Aquatic Center. So we kind of spread out all over Mesa and utilized your amazing facilities. I specifically want to recognize Director Mark Hirschberg and Assistant Director Mike Holstey, who allowed their department to support such a great event and came out and spectated, as well as Cindy Hunt, Mark Grant, and several other City of Mesa staff who helped prepare the venues each day and provided resources to make this event a success. Councilmember Kavanaugh came out and did our opening welcome for the ceremonies at Mesa Community College, so thank you. Even a group of maintenance individuals donated their time and resources to create a plank for a long jump so the visually impaired could participate in the event. It just was a huge team effort, and I'll be forever thankful for the support from Mesa. So in recognition, the team from Thailand was so appreciative of Mesa and loved it. Can't wait to come back. So in recognition of the amazing support provided to host this national event, we want to present this decorative plate that is from Thailand. You want to get it? Thank you very much for your support.
Thank you, Lane.
Mayor?
Yes, Chris.
We also like
Brady, excuse me.
That's okay. Thank you. Mark, could you go back up to the dais, please? We just also want to recognize Mark. We all recognize the good work that Mark and his staff do for the city in bringing these amazing programs to the city. But it should go that we should also recognize that in October of this year, Mark Hirschberg was inducted into the American Academy for Park and Recreation Administration. It's an organization that's formed to advance knowledge and related to parks and recreation professions, encourage scholarly efforts both by practitioners and educators to enhance the practice of public parks and recreation administration. Membership is limited to 125 practicing professionals at any one time, and Mark was selected due to his outstanding innovative leadership within the profession and active involvement in the community, state, and national organization in advancing parks and recreation fields. So we just want to recognize Mark for his good works and especially for this recognition. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
It's recognitions like those that really are a reflection of the team we've assembled here and the leadership that you all provide, and encouraging staff to be involved in regional leadership and national leadership and pushing those things forward. So it's really a testament to the staff we have here, your leadership of the city manager's office, and something we should all be proud of. So again, thank you for those opportunities and the recognition and the ability to serve and help push our profession forward.
That was a good speech. We like that. That like it is practice.
Watched a lot of commercials.
Thank you, and thanks to all for all the great contributions you give to our city as a government, and also, but most importantly, as a community. We really appreciate that. The next item on the agenda is our consent agenda, and tonight the consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher. Kevin.
All All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for the commemorative Air Force Arizona Wing Museum one-day charitable event Saturday, March 9th, 2017, North Greenfield Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Downtown Mesa Association one-day charitable event Saturday, December 8th on McDonald Street from Main Street to Pepper and the west half of the Pepper Place lot. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Folds of Honor Foundation one-day charitable event Saturday, February 9th, 2401 South Lansing. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Queen of Peace Catholic Church one-day charitable event Sunday, November 18th, 141 North McDonald. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for the Arizona Event Center, 1300 South Country Club Drive, Suite 105. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Gus's New York Pizza, 2015 North Power Road, Suite 106. Item 4A, act on bingo license application, Class A, for Mikasa Nursing Home, 330 South Pinuel Circle. Item 4B, act on bingo license application, Class B, for VDO Resort Bingo, 1452 South Ellsworth Road. Item 5A, act on term contract for biosolids removal and reuse disposal services for the Water Resources Department. Item 5B, act on term contract for a subscription-based software application for the Library Services Department. Item 5C, act on replacement of automatic gate openers at four city locations. Item 5D, act on renewal of term contract for helicopter engine parts for the Police Department Aviation Unit. Item 5E, act to purchase three new mobile emergency electric generators, two for the Energy Resources Department and one for the Fire and Medical Services Department. Funding sources include the Fire and Medical Services Department budget through the Arizona Department of Homeland Security, Urban Area Security Initiative grant funding, and from the fiscal year 12-13 Energy Resources Capital Fund and Electric Enterprise Subfund. Item 5F, act on term contract for streetlight maintenance and rusted pole replacement services for the Transportation Department. Item 5G, act to purchase replacement heavy-duty bucket truck with an aerial device and utility body for the Transportation Department. Funding is from the fiscal year 12-13 Vehicle Replacement Fund and the Transportation Operations Budget. Item 5H, act on contract for Southern Avenue improvements from Alma School Road to Dobson Road. Funding is available from the fiscal year 12-13 Street Bond Program. Item 5I, act on contract for anti-graffiti coating and vending security door installation at the Power Road and Gilbert Road Park and Ride facilities. This project is funded by a federal grant from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act stimulus bill. Item 5J, act on contract to purchase excess liability, property, aviation, and workers' compensation insurance. Item 5K, act to assign delinquent accounts to collection services for the three-month period ending June 30, 2012. Item 6A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a revised intergovernmental agreement with Mesa's dispatch agencies and with the City of Phoenix and its dispatch agencies for the Valley-wide automatic aid system. Item 6B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funds made available through a sub-grantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to provide equipment and training for the Police Department's rapid response team. Item 6D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an amendment to an existing license agreement allowing continued use of the public right-of-way by Zayo Fiber Solutions for fiber optic communications infrastructure. Item 6E, act on resolution to acquire right-of-way easement and temporary construction easements from the Gila River Indian Community, northeast corner of Power Road and Williamsfield Road. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance regarding A12-05, annexing land located east of Power Road and south of Elliott Road. This was initiated by the property owners. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance amending various sections of the Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Item 8A, act on ordinance regarding Z12-40, 2254 West Main Street, located west of Dobson Road on the north side of Main Street, rezone, site plan review, and preliminary plat approval for a new leaf La Mesita to allow redevelopment of a social service facility. Item 9A, act on subdivision plat Desert Place at Morrison Ranch, Phase 1, the 7200 to 7600 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, located south and west of Guadalupe and Sossaman Roads. Item 9B, act on subdivision plat East Mark 750, the 10,000 to 10,200 blocks of East Ray Road. This is located west and north of Ray and Signal Butte Roads. Item 10A, act to approve the revisions and adopt the City of Mesa Health Care Plan Document Summary Plan for calendar year 2013. And item 11A, act on off-track betting license application for TP Racing, doing business as Turf Paradise, 6646 East Superstition Springs Boulevard. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a member of the council would like to remove from the consent agenda? I have one request from the public to remove item 5H. That's 5 Hotel. Therefore, that will be removed and be acted upon individually. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Councilmember Higgins, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. First item to be discussed is item 5H. This is the for the approval of the award of a design phase services contract to Aiken Gardner Construction LLC for the proposed Southern Avenue Improvements Project from Alma School Road to Dobson Road, guaranteed maximum price of $286,274. This is for the to bring the contractor on board for to involve them in the process up front. We have a request to speak on this item from Mr. Richard Tracy. Mr. Tracy, come on up, and thanks for being here. And
Mr. Mayor. I really hate to speak this evening because many wonderful things have been discussed here. I want to congratulate all of those who work on it. There are so many successes. Unfortunately, in operating a city or a business, there are also failures. City Attorney is aware of the fact I've been here many times over the past 12 years. I didn't win very often, but time proved that I was right. And we can look out at Glendale and the problems that they have today and recognize that the stadium was placed in the wrong place. The hockey stadium was placed in the wrong place. There's been a reluctance for a blend of a community, a city. I moved to Dobson Ranch because it was close to Chandler. I border Tempe. I think I could I used to be able to throw a rock there. And even Scottsdale is close by. The city is going to block off Southern so that the traffic doesn't pass there. We've had 5 new businesses come into that area within the past couple of months. The recession is over, and that particular location to Chandler, bordering 101, is what they're counting on. They're building a lot of new buildings and office buildings on Price Road. When you go down the road a little further, you're in Tempe, and we're putting $1 million in the baseball stadium, but we're developing urban sprawl, and people don't want to go to Apache Junction that often. But anyway, in our area, we're shopping in Tempe, we're shopping in Chandler, and the city, by blocking off this road, is going to lose the opportunity for a lot of sales tax to come in. I remember people saying, well, the big boxes are not going to return. But they could return at that location because of the number of vehicles that travel on 60 and 101. And blocking off Southern is not right. I had a letter to the editor that didn't get published in Arizona, but it was published in Ohio, so I'm going to leave a copy, and I hope the council reads it, because one of the things I pointed out at the conclusion, that all of these smart meters that have been installed to replace the meter reader, how many thousands of meter readers have lost their job? how many people in the office that used to send out the bill has lost the job because the meter automatically sends out the money. We are going to have a tough economy ahead of us, and incurring obligations that don't have a financial return is an error. Thank you, gentlemen. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Tracy. Okay. I'll entertain a motion on item 5H. We have a motion from Councilmember Richens, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any discussion? I would like to just say one thing. Ms. Tracy, thank you very much for coming. I really appreciate it. But I'd like to perhaps correct one, I think, misconception. I know there's been a lot of discussion as to what exactly the city has proposed, and one of the proposals that's on the table is to, and that this project will address is an investment in Southern Avenue. And one of the proposals is to reduce the number of through lanes from 3 on each side of the median to 2. We are not blocking off Southern. And people say, well, yeah, but by reducing the number of lanes, you're blocking traffic. And actually what we're doing is trying to do exactly, Mr. Tracy, what you're saying, which is to create a more local type of a traffic flow that will encourage people to do more than just drive through that area. The other thing is, the reality is that Southern Avenue was improved long before, to its current configuration, long before the Superstition Freeway was widened. And at a time when all of those big box retails were thriving and the mall was handling a much higher volume of traffic. The volume of traffic on Southern between Alma School and Dobson has been reduced significantly, primarily by the reduction in commercial activity, but also by the completion of the freeway, which has taken a lot of the through traffic off of Southern and put it on the freeway. What we are doing is actually, if we do reduce from 3 to 2 lanes, we are merely creating a scenario where the road now is right fit with the traffic that has existed there for many years and that we project will exist there for many years to come, even with a resurgence of development in the area. And so we're hopefully turning a very, very wide foreboding canyon almost that really is very, very not unfriendly to pedestrians, reducing it to more manageable amount that will still handle the same level of traffic that is going there. And hopefully we'll be able to update or upgrade the amenities along Southern that will attract more investment. That this is something where I think that government can participate. We're not going to be the ones that create the ultimate economic activity. That's going to come from the private sector. I think, though, that by setting the stage, by, however you want to say it, plowing the field, and this is part of that preparation, we can attract the kind of additional investment there. So I fully support moving ahead with this project. I think it's going to be something that the city of Mesa will be proud of, and the citizens in that area will enjoy, and that our goal is to increase activity and to create more of an urban core and urban center without negatively impacting the traffic in a way that would stop people from going there or going through there. So that's just my two bits. We have a motion from Councilman Richens, second from Councilman Kavanaugh. If there's no further discussion, please vote. Councilmember Higgins, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7 ayes and no nays. The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is item 6C. This is approving and authorizing the city manager to exclude a cable license. Sorry, Mr. Marisolo. Someone pick him up off the floor, please. To execute a cable license agreement with CenturyLink for the use of specified public rights of way within the city of Mesa. Councilman Richens, you asked that this be removed.
Yeah, I thought it was a good opportunity if maybe CenturyLink could come forward. It's a good opportunity to talk about a little bit about what they're doing in Mesa. Also, as I traveled around this weekend at our gay night parties and other times as I've traveled throughout my district and the city, I've noticed some struggles with Quest infrastructure, and I know you guys have a lot of it. Sorry, CenturyLink infrastructure. Still getting used to the change. And I know you guys have a lot of it, and it's a real challenge to keep up with all of it, especially with the damage our citizens do on occasion. But I noticed there was a lot of little boxes that had the covers off, and just kind of wanted to entertain a dialogue. If we're going to expand your service in Mesa, how are we going to address that infrastructure issue? And so we make sure your wires look great, your infrastructure looks great, and we can have an opportunity to let you guys know when it doesn't.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. I think the mayor remembers 2 years ago when I was in his office with Jim Campbell, who was our president at the time, and we told you of our intention to bring another television product here to Mesa, which is called Prism. And so those 2 years have passed, and we've done quite a bit of work and expended a lot of capital in Mesa, shoring up our network. A lot of that is underground. A lot of things you don't see. Unfortunately, you do see, and citizens see, some of these things. They're called pedestals, and they get run over by cars, backed up into. Sometimes that happens, and things still work in them because they are fairly strong. And so we don't really know that something is damaged because we don't get an alarm on it, but it does have it's unsightly. We understand that. So in addition to fixing those things and fixing the network to make sure that we can offer this product, offer faster internet speeds, we've been investing quite a bit of capital. That's just in Mesa for this. In addition, our network folks spend in excess of $1 million a month just in the valley also upgrading things like that. Now, that's the whole valley, and I'm not saying that most of that comes to Mesa, but a great deal does come to Mesa and to Phoenix. In addition to that, when we became CenturyLink 18 months ago, part of the stipulation from the ACC was that we had to have an investment of $70 million in the state of Arizona. Again, not all of it in the valley, but considerable amount in the valley and then the rest of the state. We had 5 years to spend that money. We've spent it all. We've already made our commitment of $7 million, but we continue to spend. And finally, I will tell you that because of this product that we're going to be rolling out, Prism, we can't just turn that up without doing something to the network. So we've been doing incrementally, this is addition to that $1 million a month, we have to do what we call grooming the network. And that's going through, and that's fixing things underground that might have a bad splice, fixing boxes that are knocked over, just to make sure we have a pristine network so we can offer this product. And so once we have a franchise and we continue to do this work, as we roll out more of this product to more parts of Mesa, the network gets better because it has to be a pristine network. And so I'm not saying that we're going to do this overnight because we don't roll out entire city, but we do it in stages. And so those are the numbers, but I think what's more important is last week, Ken McMahon and myself, Ken is our vice president at this time, we met with Chris Brady, the city manager, and Alex Deshek, and we talked about these issues. And we talked about what we've done in other cities around the state. And I think we came to a realization that we have to talk back and forth. We have to have a dialogue between Mesa, the citizens, and our folks, because we can't know about everything that's wrong and every box that's knocked over. And so we want to work out a situation where things are reported to the city, they get to us, and then those are going to get to our network folks, and they're going to start to work on those things, and we'll get those taken care of as we can.
So I have your commitment here tonight, then, to establish some kind of process that, because I hear it from citizens as well as observer myself.
Sure.
I have some kind of process that you'll establish that I can forward work orders or issues to you, and you guys are able to respond and then return a report with those issues.
Yes. I think I told you that in another city, I offered to drive around and look at all the sites, and I'm not making that offer this time because you're a much bigger city and you have a lot more ground. But in some cities, it's the public works folks because they drive the entire city, go through alleys, and they make it. But, yes, we do have a commitment. You have Ken's commitment that let's establish a situation to where we have a list, and we can help prioritize them with you and your citizens, and we'll start to get them taken care of.
Great. I think we have a number of avenues that we could probably pursue, you know, whether it be our Public Works folks or our My Mesa AZ app, which has been really effective for forwarding citizens' complaints. We could probably add you to that process pretty easily. And as we work through that, I'd like to understand the time frames, too. How much time will it take to respond to those issues? This is a big deal. It's a big investment in Mesa, and we really welcome it and appreciate it. And I also appreciate your commitment that you'll take care of your infrastructure in a matter that I think our citizens expect. And I know that as a corporate citizen, I think you want to hit that high standard too. So
we do, and I unfortunately I can't give you a time frame of when things get repaired because there are different stages of repair. Sometimes there are temporary lines which are done to restore service as soon as something gets cut, and again the service works, but it's a temporary line and we don't really get an alarm that something's wrong with it. So once we get those, we can evaluate it. If it's a thing like a pedestal, those sometimes can be very easy to fix. We have a situation with an HOA where we were moving some things, and we have our folks on it right now, and they're looking at, I think they were in the last couple of days out there. They work on the weekends also, and they're working to replace a pedestal. So give you just a blanket number, it'll be done in 33
days. Sure, maybe you could work through your folks. I know our graffiti contractor remediates between 24 and 48 hours, so there's a high bar for you. So
that is a bit of a high
bar. Maybe you can work towards that, because I see your trucks around all the time. You know, you get a work order to the field, maybe somebody's driving by something, just straighten that box up a little bit. So,
yeah, and Councilmember,
challenge to throw down to you.
It is, and it's going to be education for us with the community, because people don't understand, and I run into this a lot over the last 10 years, is if we have a technician at a site and he or she is either putting in service, a neighbor will come up and go, can you come and do it at my house? And they're right next door, and we can't operate. So if you find a truck out there and go, can you come on and do this pedestal? I mean, they have specific job orders, so that's why we can't do it that quickly. We wish we could, but
Maybe you can work.
Maybe a little more than 2 days.
I think the point is, if you're giving a level of service to any other community in this valley, you know, Scottsdale or Phoenix or anybody else, we expect the same or better service in Mesa. Don't let Mesa be, you know, the forgotten poster child. We really want to have good corporate partners, but we also need our infrastructure to look top-notch and function top-notch, because this can be how we attract business to this city. And so that's why this partnership, this dialogue is important. So thank you for your time tonight.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Marisola? All right. We have a motion on item 6C. We have a motion from
the Vice Mayor.
From the Vice Mayor. Second from Councilman Cavanaugh. Any further discussion? Please vote. Councilmember Higgins, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is item 12A, which is to conduct a public hearing on item A12-06, an annexation of the 2600 block of East Lehigh Road, located between McDowell and Thomas Roads, 10.94 acres, initiated by the property owners. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak on this?
Request, Mayor.
Are there any questions or comments from the public? There being none, declare the public hearing closed. We'll now entertain a motion on item 12B, which is A1206, to release the petition for signatures on the annexation. Have a motion. Have a motion from the Vice Mayor. Second from Councilmember Cavanaugh. Sorry to beat you to it. All in favor. Well, please vote. We have a computer now. Councilmember Higgins, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Aye. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion carries. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
All right. I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Rich and second from Councilmember Fenter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Aye.
Thank you, Councilmember Higgins.